in the new Nigeria, are we all going to stop, you know, when it's red? Are we going to get ready to go? And when it's green, we all go. So the guy who doesn't stop, you already know that that person is operating from the old mindset. So we have actually analyzed that fact that we have to look within ourselves. If we are to go into a new Nigeria, we have to have the right mindset to go into the new environment. You know, by having that right mindset, by dealing with issues internally first, realizing that it's a mindset shift, because, you know, we always say here that Nigeria is not a poor country. It's blessed the land of milk and honey. It's the mindset of the individuals that need to change to make it new. So the whole point of a new Nigeria being possible is actually that paradigm shift of the mindset of the individual towards levels of brilliance, of excellence that we know we can attain. So the question is, okay, what is stopping us? And what is stopping us is that it's leadership, it's empowerment, it's education. So these are the things we are trashing out now to say, okay, where are the leaders to show us? Where's the empowerment to guide us? And where is the education to see us through?
I think the only issue now is that how do we get to this thing? That's what we'll be thinking. How do we move from here? How do we get every Nigerian to know who he is, what Nigeria stands for, and his responsibility as a citizen? So that's where we are. And as soon as we get that done, the movement and where we want to, whatever we want to achieve, we speed up. And that's what I can say for now.
I think this creates that butterfly effect again, where you say something and somebody else somewhere picks it up through the energy or through the universe. So as we continue in this journey, it's good to see people aligning with shared thoughts, because it was Leslie, Mr. Sander, who actually used that traffic light analogy. I think this was on Tuesday in the podcast, and that has always stuck with me. So when you said it again, it just put a smile on my face. So yes, this is where we are. So we have to now look at the reality of the situation and say, okay, if a new Nigeria is possible, we have to look at leadership of what it is. And then you have to look at, okay, how do we now start empowering ourselves? Obviously, that could be through information or getting together in spaces like this or engaging and talking or tweeting or retweeting and doing all that cool stuff. And then where does education have to play in all this? Because if we are educated enough to a degree, if we have more than 70% of Nigerians educated to a level, I don't think this so-called leaders would be able to mess around with our collective intellect. If we start driving the narrative home that this thing is possible, you know, everybody believes in it, so we might as well start preparing for it. We don't have a choice. And then you have, I don't know, but you see, the Nigerians, with majority of us, don't think. You know, we don't really like to think. I don't know if I can put it that way. Because there's an anomaly within us now, where we have a gentleman who has personified all the hope that we're thinking about. So all the hope we've been crying about, the visions we've been praying for, you know, for years, all of a sudden is here with us, but I don't think they amplify that enough. I guess that's my point. If we were not alive in this particular time, if we had come in 50 years' time, we would be reading about these activities, you know? We would be listening and watching these activities. This is what happened during the obedient movement time. This is what happened during the, you know, Tinubu short era. But we are living in the moment as Nigerians now, and it's a bit difficult to see that the reactions of many people who have been praying for this new Nigeria, when it has finally come, right under their noses, they don't seem to recognize it.
Yeah. You know, I think the major thing is, you know, I keep talking about laying foundation, you know, putting it beyond the religious talk or, you know, biblical injunction, is the reality that whatever you want to do, it's something you have to sit down, plan it, and then begin to work it out. We are not saying that as you do that, you may not encounter challenges, one challenge or the other. You know, it could come, but because you have planned, whenever a challenge comes, you can sit back also and deal with the challenge, then you move on. And sometimes those challenges are the things that even make your work more beautiful, because you may not have anticipated them. and never had given it a thought or brought up any idea that in that angle. But when the challenge comes, it gives you a reason. But because you've laid in a natural foundation for it, you will always get a solution, you know, whenever such thing occurs. And the Nigerian question is the fact that we need to understand what our nation, who our nation is. Like I said yesterday, we mentioned it. But beyond the who he is, it's also the purpose. Because for everything that is created, there is a purpose. You know, there is a purpose that United Kingdom or England is having for the world. There's a purpose America is having, you know, bringing, you know, to the world. And I'm sure there's something Nigeria has to bring to the world also. It's in those, when you lay hold of those understanding, it begins to regulate the way you think and the way you act. An American now acts the way he's acting because he believes there's something America, you know, America represents something to the world, and he's part of that representation. You understand? He didn't see himself or herself as any less. You know, whether or not he has any education, whether or not he has a good job or not, but because he's an American, he believes, you know, he is also an American and should be respected like his country. And unfortunately, we've had leaders over the years who do not even know what Nigeria represents or the purpose of Nigeria. So it brings us to a total, you know, looking at, okay, where do we go from here? Each time we keep asking, where do we go from here? Because we've not defined, if there's no plan. You know, like someone mentioned about the American dream, you know, in the other platform this morning. I read through. And yeah, that's American dream. They actually, you know, thought it wise to have a dream that everybody can ascribe to. And nothing stops us from having a Nigerian dream. There's nothing wrong in dreaming. You know, everybody is free to dream. Nobody pays to dream. So we can actually dream. We can actually come up with a new Nigerian dream, which we have also done in the new Nigeria. You know, but how do we bring it to people to know so that they can begin to ascribe to it? You know, it's from the dream that we got the creed, the new Nigerian creed. You know, if we understand all this and then we begin to function, because that is the foundation we need to lay. And we also spoke yesterday about our national anthem, our national pledge, you know, what it is, why we just see it as a mere saying rather than a life we should live, you know, because all those things came with strong words of encouragement, of inspiration, you know, of courage, you know, to do things in the right way, to identify one another, to love one another, and to begin to live as a people who have a drive, who understand that we belong to a society and it's our responsibility to build it. And, you know, if we all know that, we are working from that point of view, it will go a long way, you know, to shape our mentality or to reshape our mentality and bring us to a place of order. And especially when we now have someone from among us who is leading and who is showing example based on all of these principles, it becomes, you know, an icon we look up to that we want to be like, you know. So, but first of all, is to bring it down to ABC. Who is Nigeria? You know, why am I in Nigeria? What am I supposed to do being a Nigerian as a citizen? What are my responsibilities and all of that? So, so where we are now is how do we get Nigerians to understand who they truly are? You know, because they say when a purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. The reason they may be abusing their citizenship, not identifying with it in the past, possibly because they don't know the purpose. They don't even know who they are. They don't know what they stand, you know, to get if Nigeria become a strong nation. And then they don't even know the sacrifices that they need to make in order to overpower the old and be able to launch in the new. You know, so these are the things that, you know, we must do, and that's where we are.